And my scripture reading is in Luke. So let's turn to Luke, the 6th chapter, and let's go to the, start at the 27th verse. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whosoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and whosoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High. For he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for these wonderful words. Heavenly Father, we ask for your help in dealing with others. And we ask the help of your Holy Spirit in obeying these words. For sometimes it's very hard to react to those who hate us in such a manner. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you will give us strength and wisdom to do so. And Heavenly Father, we know that blessings will come our way from you as we abide by your word. And in all these things, we give you praise and honor. And by your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask. And amen. And my text to you is the verse 38, the last verse of the text. And in another version, the words read from verse 38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you met withal, it shall be measured to you again. Do you see that these words are telling you how we should treat others? And it's telling us what's going to happen as a result of the proper way. That is the way that God wants us to treat others and to respond to others. And the very first word of that text is give. And it shall be given unto you. Good measure. What does that mean? Give. And how do you, or does God tell us to give? With good measure. To me, that means the right amount. Give rightly. Give justly. Don't cut corners. Don't try to shave off and give less than is rightly deserved and asked for and expected. Give good measure. And not just what is right. Not just the exact amount that a person pays for, perhaps. But pressed down, if you could imagine meal or corn or some other type of grain, let that measurement that you give to others as you give be pressed down. What's that going to do? It's going to compact it, isn't it? In essence, it's going to make sure that you really give more than it would have been if you didn't press it down. Is that not correct? Give good measure, right measure, honest measure, just measure. Press down and shaken together and running over. Do you see how God wants us to give? Rightly. Even more than what is right or expected or just. Even more than that by saying running over. And it ends up by saying that whatever way we deal with others, we can expect that same kind of thing to us. Now we know that's generally speaking, because we know that some people are not going to respond as God would tell them to respond, or measure as God would tell them to measure. But it primarily, basically is saying, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Or in the scripture and in our text, the Lord was issuing a call to his disciples to give and holds out before them the promise of abundant living. The promise of abundant living as we respond to his call, Jesus' call, to give. Because of the selfishness of the human heart, many have read from this statement from the lips of Jesus Christ, and they've read without discovering the promise of abundance. Who in this church today would say that they don't really care about having abundance? To me, that word means all that you want or need and even more. Abundance. And our Lord is telling his disciples and followers to give. And he's telling them how to give. And then he's telling them, when you do this, then God is going to make sure that you live abundantly. And your life is filled with abundance. The ones that read this, and yet it never seems to come home to him or come back to him in the way that this promises, they've just only seen the initial call to that life of giving. They've only read the words, but they haven't taken it to heart. And therefore, they haven't put it into practice, and they haven't seen the results or the actual promise come to them. The Lord calls His disciples to concentrate on giving. And when we study this particular text, we find out that we discover that the Lord, in these words that He issues to His followers about giving and how to give and what's going to happen, with all of these words and verses that we read on that specific one word, give, we don't find that the Lord specifies what His disciples were to give. Do you see? He didn't say what to give. He just said how you're to give, what your heart and what your mind is to be like when you give. He said nothing about money or time, but He said, give. The focus of the attention of His followers and the efforts that they put forth, He says, is to be on giving. Instead of concentrating their thought and energy on obtaining, He suggests that they should define life in terms of an opportunity to give. Jesus is saying, your life is an opportunity to give. And He's saying, give. And you know He's not instructing you to do something that He didn't already have in full practice Himself. Jesus came to this earth to reveal God, to reveal God the Father more fully and completely than it had ever been explained or any had ever realized before. That's why He came to this earth, so that people would know more clearly and truly how God was and what He wanted and what they were to expect. Instead of concentrating their thought and energy on obtaining, getting, they should define life in terms of an opportunity to give. And this way of living should be put into practice in all areas of your and my life. At home, at school, at work, in the church, everywhere you go, the areas that you have to experience life, all places, you are to put this principle into effect and practice it. Let it become second nature to you. View life and do life from the aspect of giving. Did you know that the true definition of love, the true definition of love, is really giving? To give of yourself to others, to help them in whatever way that you can, to concentrate your efforts on others and to give to the betterment of someone else, an outgoing outgoing concern and actions taken on the behalf of others. That's what true love is. The focus of attention and your effort should be on giving. Our Lord not only wants us to focus our attention and our efforts on giving, our Lord encourages a life of continual giving. When you say give in the word of the church, the first thing that comes to everyone's mind is the church wants you to give tithes, or the church wants money, or somebody's going to pass an offering plate. You know, that's the first thing that comes to mind when people hear the word give. But God wants that whole attitude to not be like that. God, and we've said this many times before, God owns all the money. He owns all of the homes, everything on a thousand hills, I think the word says, all belongs to God anyway. He doesn't need your money, but you need His blessings. That's the whole point. That's the bottom line. You need God. You need the things that God is going to bring your way as a result of living the kind of life that He describes in His Word. He wants to bless you. And, you know, it just works that way. As you obey God in the way that He says to live and to give, as you obey Him in somewhat the same kind of a measure as that you respond to Him, you can receive back. Now that may sound a little strange to you. Our Lord encourages a life of continual giving. He encourages us to give love, an unbreakable spirit of goodwill toward others. Give without ceasing. Let it become second nature to you. Let it become a part of your life. He encourages us to give love. He encourages us to give mercy to those that need mercy. Did not Jesus respond in the same way when He came and lived that life on the earth? Absolutely. He was looking for those that were downtrodden, and those that was afflicted, and those that was oppressed. And He was doing things to make it better, to make them feel better, to help their life. He encourages us to give forgiveness to those who has mistreated us. You know, it's pretty hard words. To read in God's Word that how we are to react to those that mistreat us, to those that hate us, to those that who are our enemies, but yet we're supposed to treat them with love. We're supposed to turn the other cheek. If they steal something from us, we're supposed to even give them more if we have the opportunity, or if they ask, we're not supposed to expect anything in return. What kind of deal is that? That is not exactly what I would call human nature. But you know, that's why we have God's Holy Spirit. And that's why we're supposed to have more of God in our heart and life, is because we're not supposed to be overcome with this humanness. We're supposed to be more like God. We're supposed to be, our lives are supposed to be becoming more of a reflection of Him. In other words, a little bit more unnatural to a lot of people, but yet natural to God, yet obedient to God. He encourages us to give praise where it is deserved, and perhaps maybe sometimes even when it's not deserved. But yet we know that God has His reasons for wanting us to give that praise, and maybe exaggerate it a little bit. He encourages us to give encouragement to everyone. He encourages us to live in such of a way that we inspire those who know us. Try to be the kind of person that others can see God in you, and they can see the better life and the better way and the better responding to circumstances and perhaps words that are thrown towards you. There's a better way to react sometimes than what our first initial reaction would be. If we could just stop and think about God's way, then perhaps our response and attitude would be different, would be better. And that person could see more of God in the way that we respond to circumstances and words. He encourages us to give gratitude toward all those whose lives bless us or the lives of others. Give gratitude. Let people know when they've done something that blesses you, or done something to help you or encourage you or whatever. Let people know. Gratitude. Everybody loves to be thanked for help that they give. Even if you don't, you should still go away feeling great that you've obeyed God. But still try to be the type of person that gives that gratitude when others do things that bless us or that blesses others. He encourages us to give our time and our attention to others. All of us have a measurement of time. All of us have attention that we can give to others, whether it's deserved or not, sometimes whether it's wanted or not, seemingly initially. But God would have us to give that time and attention to others. The Lord promises a rich reward from people. Notice particularly the promise in our text, which says, after saying how we are to give, it says, it shall be given to you with the measurement with which you met to others. It shall be given to you. And remember that we went through all of this, that it's really beyond that. God's way is, because it's pressed down, it's shaken together, it's running over. This is really God's way. He makes that real clear in His Word about how we are to give, what we give to each other and to Him. One man observed that it appears that it is encouragement with these words, but giving with a selfish motive. And the words that are written, it does appear that the motive is somewhat of self-interest. Be treated, treat others like you would want to be treated yourself. Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Whatever. On and on. So it ends up saying, as you do this, it shall be given to you. And this may be surprising to some that the words is as if you do, selfish motives. The first word in the text is a command, give. And the rest of the text is a promise. Do you want the promise of that text that I give to you? It's speaking of a life of abundance. If you do what it says, if you abide by the word, it's promising you abundant life and abundant living. Christ describes how people will respond toward the individual who has lived his life by the philosophy that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus observed that people respond by returning good measure, the right kind of response, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that's what we want from God. We want Him to bless us in such of a way that our cup runs over. That's what I think about when I think about these words in Luke, 37th verse. I think about Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, where it speaks about giving to God that which He asks us to give. We want it to be good. We want it to not only be good, we want it to be running over all the blessings that God has. We want it to be that way. And God responds that way. That's the way God gives. Ask yourself this question. Do you live to get or to give? Each day of your life, the manner of your life, do you live to get or to give? In essence, this is just about saying the same as, do you live the world's way? The human nature way? Do you live that way? Or do you live God's way? Because God's way, Jesus explained by these words in our scripture reading and in our text, He wants our manner of life to be that of giving. Each day, each hour of our life, look for an opportunity to be of some help or response to others to make their life better or their life easier, to help them to be happier. It's a paradox. Many think the world, now get this, many think that the world owes them everything. Is that not true? Just by observing other people, seeing the way they do, respond. Many think that the world owes them everything. But true living, God's way, the way He wants us to be and do, God's way doesn't begin until we learn to give. I'd like to read you a little poem that doesn't have an author. And it's called The Christian Life. In fact, I gave it that name. It doesn't have an author, so I changed it a little bit. I gave it the name The Christian Life. And this is how it starts. It is in loving, not in being loved, the heart is blessed. It is in giving, not in seeking gifts, we find our quest. If thou art hungry, lacking heavenly food, give hope and cheer. If thou art sad and wouldst be comforted, stay sorrow's fear. Stay sorrow's tear. Whatever be thy longing and thy need, that do thou give. So shall thy soul be fed, and thou indeed shall truly live the Christian life. I pray this morning that God may help each of us to respond to the call as Jesus issued it to His followers and disciples, to the generous giving of ourselves and of our substance to others. It's only as we give that we will live the abundant life and receive God's abundant blessings. That may be hard for you to accept, but it is true and it is written that we can expect to receive to a certain degree of measurement, correlated measurement, to that we give. And you might say it another way. We're going to receive blessings from God in a direct correlation to how we are obedient to His call for us to live our life giving to others and giving to Him. How well we do that, we can look at it. That's how we are going to receive. If you would, stand with me. And I believe we will go to this blessing in our scripture. Our blessing to each other and blessing from God. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face on you and give you peace. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly